Hey, welcome to Busted Pencils, Homeroom, special Memorial Day edition podcast drop. If you're listening via downloading the podcast, maybe you got that on the Civic Media website. This is Johnny. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Memorial Day. Jacob, how you doing, man?
I'm feeling positively patriotic after that introduction, Johnny. Not just the great music, but the spirit and the passion with which you delivered the Busted Pencils opening. I can't help but love America right now.
Hey, man, and that is actually kind of what we're going to talk about today. Special edition of Homeroom is democratic values, man. Being a member of a democracy, in the spirit of democracy, right? We the people, right, are the government. And we'll talk a little bit about Memorial Day's connection to that. But to core democratic values, Jacob, being a patriot means practicing and valuing all the core democratic values. So, I mean, you know, as much as we are critics of some of the decisions, especially related to funding public education or supporting public education, a strong democracy, right, requires patriotism. It doesn't advocate for blind patriotism or pick a couple of core democratic values and champion those. It's practicing all of them and holding them at equal value, right? And so one of those is being a patriot, holding at value all those core democratic values. So that means, Jacob, they don't belong to Republicans only. They don't belong to Democrats. They belong to all of us, we the people. In fact, one of those core democratic values is popular sovereignty. So it is a day of celebration today, Memorial Day, right? Of the potential and the responsibility and the joy of being patriotic to a democracy, which sometimes means, you know, being a critic of some of the decisions our government, which ought to be practicing democracy, right, is making. So, you know, we'll continue that spirit a bit, but man, I thought, you know, like we're an education show and we have fun little nuggets of facts and history in our show. And, you know, being a social studies teacher and, you know, Tim resonates with this. He's also a social studies educator. You know, what is Memorial Day? Let me get into that a little bit in today's homeroom. Start the week off with most people in schools celebrating a national holiday. So it means school's out. Woo! For most people on this Monday, but the learning never stops, right? That's the difference between education and schooling. We're always learning. And as I mentioned last week, we're learners leading learners. That's what it means to be an educated educator, talking education. But as a learner leading learners, today, Jacob, I thought we'd dive into what in the world is Memorial Day besides Monday off from school. Do you happen to know, Jacob, what Memorial Day is?
That's a great question, Johnny. I remember when I was a kid, I would get Veterans Day and Memorial Day confused a lot when I was a kid. I came to the understanding that Veterans Day is for our living veterans, and Memorial Day is for remembering the people who would have been veterans, those who served and passed away in combat, serving our country overseas or you know, in the Civil War, wherever it is. We remember them all on Memorial Day. And I think, Johnny, maybe you know more about the history than I do. Memorial Day, I think a lot of it is wrapped up in maybe World War I, post-World War I, some of those ceremonies. I think maybe Memorial Day or Veterans Day, somewhere in there. Can you educate me a bit more, Johnny? Because I'm a little iffy on the facts.
Man, you are pretty dead on. And in fact, actually, we'll back up a little ways to the origins of Memorial Day, which used to be known as Decoration Day. But Jacob, I love your on-the-ground definition of distinguishing between two of our Mondays off throughout the year. You know, Veterans Day, Memorial Day. Actually, this upcoming year, Veterans Day is going to be on a Tuesday this November. Ooh. Yeah.
Tuesday.
But, yeah, I know. November 11th. But the idea being the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, I like your litmus test for that. Memorial Day is remembering those lives that were lost serving, you know, our democracy, right? Those people who are in those armed services and particularly who are engaged in violent conflict. Mm-hmm. And veterans is not, it's not excluding that Veterans Day, but primarily focused that that doesn't necessarily celebrate or honor those who have served in general and are, like you said, still alive. So it is about memorializing those who have lost their life, whether we were supporters of that violent conflict or critics of that violent conflict. It doesn't take away the fact that lives are put on the line to ensure democracy. And Memorial Day is a day of recognizing that. Jacob, that started in the 1860s.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
I wonder what happened around that time that could have influenced that.
Well, you know what? The Civil War. So back in the 1860s, it started as Decoration Day. Communities began decorating the graves of Civil War soldiers with flowers, right? So the holiday originally honored those who died in the Civil War. But later, as you noted, we have common memories and also a lot of media representation in our learning about Memorial Day from, you know, the big wars, the World War I, World War II, conflict in Korea, conflict in Vietnam, and such. It's grown since then. I think, Jacob, you know, aside from most recent years, most of your life, the United States has been actively engaged in violent conflict somewhere.
True.
Which means there's a lot of lives to memorialize. I say that with like a little bit of a weight on my voice, because life lost is life lost, right? And so Memorial Day reminds us of not only that service, but that sacrifice that so many people made for our democracy, right? And it started as Decoration Day back in the 1860s, right? And some fun facts about Memorial Day, right? There's a particular symbol associated with Memorial Day that I don't see as often as I remember as a kid. Maybe that's because we have not as many living veterans who experienced those big conflicts. I think the survivors of World War II conflict, this was pretty big in that community and my upbringing. But Jacob, the red poppy.
Yeah.
You ever see, the red poppy is a symbol, which is linked to the little English language arts social studies crossover to the poem In Flanders Fields.
Yes.
At some point in your education, listener out there, if you hadn't had been introduced to that poem, it's sort of a stalwart in our English language arts and social studies curriculum in schools around the country, but In Flanders Fields by Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, right? But that sort of has been, you know, connected to the American Legion adopting the poppy as their official memorial flower back in 1920, right? And you'll often see poppies being sold, those artificial poppies. Mm-hmm. We used to pin them on our blazers or have them as a symbol of recognizing Memorial Day or memorializing those lives lost in conflict. So the poppy also being associated with Memorial Day.
Johnny, for me, I know about the poppy because I went to the National World War I Museum in Kansas City, Missouri, which is a great museum for people who have a chance to go there. And as soon as you go in, on the entrance to the museum, you walk over glass, and underneath you, they have the field of poppies. They're not real from World War I, but you know the famous poppies. And it is quite a striking sight. And I know, Johnny, that for what we do for Veterans Day is also Armistice Day, remembering the end of World War I around the world. And I know that the poppy is a bigger deal in the United Kingdom, France, some of the other countries from who had troops in World War I. So I wonder why we don't do it as much here anymore.
Jacob, I don't know. That's a good question. You know, and so I put it out there, like, how often do we associate the red poppy also with Memorial Day? But, you know, it's a national holiday of remembrance, or a national day of remembrance. And in fact, Jacob, in 2000, Congress passed that at 3 p.m. local time. So at 3 p.m., right, Americans, so part of our, like, patriotic duty, and even though that includes critics of violent conflict. So, you know, as someone who identifies as anti-war, Jacob, you know, I still participate in Memorial Day because it doesn't negate the fact that people lost their lives. They sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice for democracy. That's not the only way, right, to show your care for democracy, but it's one of the ways so many people have given that sacrifice. But Americans, this went through Congress in 2000, was passed at 3 p.m. local time on Memorial Day. Americans are encouraged to pause for a minute to remember those who died serving the country. So again, another little fun fact associated. Again, I don't want to say fun, but a nugget of knowledge, right? Because yeah. it's a somber moment, right? That, you know, for a minute to pause and remember those who died serving a country. Maybe it's an uncle, maybe it's an aunt, maybe it's a great grandparent, you know, maybe somebody in our community who served, whose life was lost, right? Serving our country. And so on 3 p.m. time, local Memorial Day, you know, we take a moment of remembrance. It's officially passed through Congress in the year 2000.
You know what? As soon as you said that, Johnny, it was interesting to me that you said it was passed in 2000, because as someone born in 1999, I was 2 years old when 9/11 happened. And I remember in my childhood with 9/11 and with the Iraq War, Afghanistan, it seemed like a lot of these more, you know, these big patriotic gestures were happening in our country. People were waving the flag more. Of course, there were also anti-war protests, big ones at the time. But it seemed like there was that patriotic feeling in the air. And it seemed like what you're saying, you know, passing a law all of a sudden, I'm surprised it happened in 2000 instead of, you know, a post 9/11 thing where things like that were really common. I guess it just goes to show that appreciation for veterans and for those who gave their lives is sort of an evergreen topic in the United States, even at times where you don't think about us as a particularly martial country. As, you know, 2000, we weren't at war.
And this might be a bit controversial, Jacob, but I would even group, you know, referencing that moment on 9/11, I would also group like our firefighters and first responders and police people and, you know, EMT, all the people whose lives were lost in that event, in that tragic moment, all right, you know, serving democracy, because democracy is an action. It isn't exactly the same thing as being, you know, in the Navy or in the Army or, you know, in a branch of, you know, our broader understanding of broader categories for military. But it is, you know, I would say it's serving democracy. And so, you know, I might be controversial. Maybe, listener, you want to shoot us a message or share where you stand on that. But I kind of group that in there with it. Like, let's remember the people whose lives were lost serving democracy, serving our country. And I certainly, in my own practice, would include in there those first responders to an event like 9/11.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree, Johnny, because if you think about 9/11 as an event where we were attacked, we couldn't respond immediately militarily. The response was by our firefighters and by our police officers, our EMTs, people who went in there. And that was America's response at the time. A lot of people lost their lives. A lot of people lost their lives in the years after from the difficult, horrible effects of being in that situation at Ground Zero. So, yeah, I think that's totally appropriate to think about those people on Memorial Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, kind of in prep of doing this Memorial Day show, those are some heavy things. So important to remember and, you know, have memorial for those who have lost their life serving. We appreciate all of the service, even if we don't necessarily agree with the politics behind the violent conflict that they were involved in, or, you know, not by choice in some of those contexts, right?
Yeah. And Johnny, for people who are anti-war, and I think all of us are, I think almost everybody should be anti-war, at least in the biggest sense, you know, the broadest sense. But if you're truly anti-war, soldiers on both sides are both victims of war as well. So you should never really let that feeling translate to, you know, being against the common soldiers who are involved in these things. It's not really their choice.
Yeah. And like, so let's turn it a little bit towards some of the other nuggets of information that help make this a learning homeroom. Jacob, you know what it also is? It's become unofficially known as the beginning of summer, even though we know like there's a solstice and stuff and like summer officially happens on particular date. But, you know, it's kind of the mark of the calendar of like, hey, guess what? You know, it's a loose rule, but it's about to be summer.
Yeah.
You know, in schools, we're like, hey, this is it. This is the Monday off before the big send offs. You know, if we're in a traditional school calendar, summer is just around the corner. And Memorial Day is sort of the unofficial mark of it's pretty much summertime. It's pretty much summertime. We talk about it as teachers, you know, like post Memorial Day, whew, you're kind of winding things down. You're landing the plane of the school year. You're getting ready for summer. So it is also that for hopefully listeners out there, you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Yes, you might take a moment to memorialize the heavier aspects of that time to relax, but also that you begin to mark it as the beginning of summer, which we've talked about here on the show as a time where teachers, you know, there's still summer school and there's still some schools that work on, you know, a year-round calendar, but the work shifts. It's more about the planning. It's more about the re-energizing. It's more about the retooling. And so this kind of marks that in our teacher planner books is like, okay, I'm landing the plane, getting these kids off to a successful summer, and I'm beginning to chart and engage in my off season, what I'm going to do differently, how I'm going to retool, what I'm going to learn as a learner leading learners as I go through summertime, as well as how do I re-energize?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's a big lift from, let's say, end of August or early September to now. There's a lot of stuff that happens that zooms by. So kind of an important marker on that. I can't leave out some sports stuff too, and this is sports, but Jacob, there's a particular event that is held on Memorial Day. And, you know, since 1911, the Indianapolis 500.
Woo! Very exciting.
Yeah. So little things to kind of toss in there.
Do you have a favorite race car driver, Johnny?
I don't. I really don't, especially Indy car drivers. But I love Indy racing, especially as a kid, because we had an Indy race in Detroit, the Grand Prix.
Oh, okay.
And, man, it was so much fun because we would all go into, like if you could, buildings or viewing points. And, you know, the city kind of shut down, and there was an Indy race through the city of Detroit. Pretty exciting.
That's cool.
So the Grand Prix. So Indy car racing and the Indianapolis 500 being one of those big ones. I don't currently have a favorite driver. I'm a little out of the loop in Indy, Formula One stuff and NASCAR. Although I will say, Jacob, my students, it seems to be that F1, Formula One racing, is gaining momentum and popularity again amongst the youths.
Yeah, it is getting big. I've never been super big into racing of any stripe. When it comes to cars, I like to be in cars. I like to drive them. I do not like to race. Yeah, my enemy in the car is myself and not crashing. I don't even think about other drivers. But F1, I hear about it all the time, and especially, like you said, from younger people, the interest is building in F1. And I know it's been huge in Europe forever, but it's finally getting over to the United States, and that's pretty cool to see a sport growing. We were just talking about esports on Friday's show. That was cool, and it's cool to see the environment constantly evolving when it comes to sports and entertainment.
Yeah, and just to make a little distinction, right? Like Formula One or F1, that's not the Indy 500, but the Indy 500 is a prestigious race.
Yeah,
you know, part of the Triple Crown of motorsports. It's in there. It's in the realm. So I'm guessing F1 fans are probably also tuning in Sunday to the Indy 500. I don't know, Jacob. I was trying to remember too. I think I was always, when I was into it, I was a Penske fan because, again, loyal to the soil. Roger Penske and the Penske team were very focused and located in Metro Detroit area, so was kind of in that vein. But, you know, the Indy 500 coming up this weekend.
I know that David Letterman owns a stock car racing team, so maybe whoever his drivers are, that would be my favorite at the Indy 500.
I love it. I love it. Also a little bit, Jacob, some etiquette, flags, different than Flag Day. Memorial Day is different, but there's some flag etiquette. The flag, and this makes sense, right? The flag gets flown at half staff, right? From dawn until noon on Memorial Day.
That does make sense.
Then interestingly though, Jacob, then raised from half mast to full staff from noon to sunset.
That is interesting. And
so a little fun nugget. So Why dawn till noon half mast and then noon till sunset full staff it symbolizes our morning, literally in the morning
with a U,
yeah,
as well.
both the U version, right? And the non-you version. So our morning, and then followed by the turn of that to our hope for the future, right? Our hope for the future, which I think speaks to that anti-war sentiment we brought up.
Yeah.
The goal isn't for more war, more loss, but the goal being, let's be strong together and to navigate, especially political conflict in nonviolent ways. Sort of the ultimate goal of settling our differences, to be able to do so through dialogue and through generative change rather than violent force. So I like that about it. Last little fact, Jacob. Waterloo, New York.
That's where ABBA's from, right?
It must be, right? Isn't that Napoleon's last stand?
It was, but I don't think it was the one in New York. It may have been in Belgium.
I believe there's also one, and I know it's because of hockey in, is it Iowa? I'll have to look this up.
I believe, you're right.
Yeah, Waterloo's a big hockey, junior hockey city. So there are more than one Waterloo, but Waterloo, New York, is the claim
okay,
to the birthplace of Memorial Day, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. So a little fun fact there for our listeners out in New York.
Did they make a case for it?
I mean, they make a case
They're
for it.
They're just like, we did it first.
They received federal recognition for it, but
that's a good case.
Other towns claim to own this distinction as well. So obviously hasn't escalated to violent conflict.
Not yet.
The debate is out there of what is the actual birthplace of Memorial Day? But on that note, Jacob, you know, it's a special day. It's a somber one. It's a heavy one. It's one where we memorialize those who lost lives in conflict serving their country. It's also a Monday off, observed Memorial Day, right? Monday off.
Yep.
And begins to turn the page and start the chapter of summer. So on that note too, we're going to be turning the page here at Busted Pencil some and doing a little bit of program shifting around. Because, you know, we have our segment. This is homeroom, so we're going over the week. We always have class in session to get your learn on with us every week at Busted Pencils. We have our Saturday broadcast. We have our Friday segment where we talk about our essential curriculars, right? We're about to go into the summer season. And so rather than have our spring hurdles and home runs, I'm going to premiere it on this special episode.
Oh.
Even Jacob doesn't know this. I'm catching him off guard. But Tim and I have concocted a special new segment that's going to start up pretty soon as we land the spring essential curricular content and we move into summer. And Jacob, it's going to be around producer's choice.
Really?
Jacob, you're going to be driving our Friday drops. And it's going to be a little bit of kind of like dealer's choice. Like you go to the casino and you dealer's choice, you play the game, the dealer gets to choose the game. Jacob is going to think about things we've talked about for the week and stuff he'd like to ask the doctors more about on Fridays. Anything goes. It's going to be producer's choice. And we're going to come up with a fun name for it. I've tossed a couple out there. Tim's got a few. But it wouldn't be right to name it without the producer chiming in. He's the veritable thesaurus. So you heard it here on today's drop, special Memorial Day reveal. But we're going to have a new segment coming up to be named something around producer's choice. But content wise, we've had some real fun stuff that Jacob's tossed at us. And we want to ride that fun through the off season summer. And we'll be doing more of that. So listener, keep tuning in because you're going to get lots of fun content throughout the week. Your homeroom, your class in session, and your special Friday edition with Jacob driving the bus. Here at Busted Pencils. He'll have the doctors with them, but he's driving the bus on Fridays. So we look forward to you listening to that. We hope you have a fun, a safe, and a memorious Memorial Day. And now it's time for your moment of zen. Memorial Day should be a day for putting flowers on graves and for planting trees. Also, for destroying the weapons of death that endanger us more than they protect us, that waste our resources and threaten our children and grandchildren. Thank Thanks for listening to Busted Pencils Homeroom Memorial Day podcast today. And remember to grab great other podcasts filled with more Busted Pencils content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, on the Civic Media website, where you can find us at bustedpencils.com. And don't you dare miss this week's class in session on Wednesday. And that's right, you'll find us for Friday's Hurdles and Home Runs. And of course, you can catch Busted Pencils on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for an hour broadcast of your favorite Blue Collar Scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.